The International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague handed down an 11-year prison sentence today to Biljana Plavšić, former president of the Bosnian Serb Republic. Plavšić pleaded guilty to the persecution of non-Serbs during the Bosnian War. She's the highest-ranking official from the former Yugoslavia to plead guilty to war crimes. Geraldine Coughlin has this report from The Hague.
Biljana Plavšić looked tense when the judge read out her sentence.
Let the accused stand. Biljana Plavšić, having given due weight to the factors set out, the trial chamber sentences you to a period of 11 years imprisonment.
Plavšić changed her plea to guilty on one count of persecution last year. Judge Richard May said no sentence can reflect the horror of what happened or the terrible impact on thousands of victims.
The trial chamber accepts that this is a crime of the utmost gravity, involving, as it does, a campaign of ethnic separation, which resulted in the death of thousands and the expulsion of thousands more in circumstances of great brutality.
During the Bosnian War, Plavšić was known as the Iron Lady because of her hardline nationalism, but she later distanced herself from hardliners, accusing them of corruption. And former US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright testified before the tribunal that Plavšić helped implement the Dayton Peace Accords. Nevertheless, the prosecution demanded a prison term of between 15 and 25 years. But the court gave her credit for her guilty plea. Judith Armata of the Coalition for International Justice said the judges took her confession and remorse into account.
The court considered it important. They stressed it. They said that of the mitigating factors that they had listed, that her acknowledgement of guilt and her acknowledgement of what was the truth of the charges against her was a significant step in reconciliation, or they hoped it would be.
Judith Armata says a judge's sentence today was probably the best the 72-year-old Plavšić could hope for.
11 years is a pretty good sentence for what she's pled guilty to.
And some people in Bosnia say today that the punishment doesn't fit the crime. Bosnian officials and relatives of victims feel she got off too lightly and that the case does nothing for reconciliation. In return for one guilty plea, the prosecution dropped seven other charges against Plavšić, including the most serious war crime of genocide. In her plea agreement, Plavšić said she would not testify in other trials at the tribunal. In her confession, she named the former Yugoslav president, Slobodan Milošević, as the architect of ethnic cleansing. Her allegations could be used as evidence at the Milošević trial. Recently, she was ordered to testify in the case of a former Bosnian Serb official accused of genocide. Observers are now waiting to see if she'll be called to give evidence against Milošević. For NPR News, I'm Geraldine Coughlin at The Hague.